It's a very windy, blusterous good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deed, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday, the 4th of February 2013. I'm afraid your commentator is feeling slightly jaded this morning after an exceptionally entertaining night out on Saturday with friends and a very extended long Sunday lunch with other friends. But he'll try and do his best this morning. With a look at global economies and markets being the first Monday of the month. As you've already heard, it was a very good month on markets, in markets last month in January, with US and UK markets almost back up to their pre-crisis highs. We're talking five-year highs now in the US and nearly that in the UK. And generally data showed global economy improvements, especially in China, the US, and even the Euro to some extent last month. In particular, global manufacturing PMIs, purchasing managers indices, improved in Japan. And although the majority of these throughout the world still remain below the 50 mark, indicating contraction, they have improved and were less bad than expected. But we do see positive figures in China, the US, the UK and India, all with plus 50 scores. Let's look at the regions across the US. We saw the release of the fourth quarter GDP figures, and ironically they were appalling, down 0.1% against expectations of a 1% growth in the fourth quarter. That weakness, interestingly, was led mainly by a drop in inventory and investment after a couple of strong quarters growth there, but more importantly led by a big decline in government expenditure, especially defence expenditure. And although that's having a poor impact on GDP, it is indication that the US government is doing something to try and restrain its spending and a consequent impact on the debt levels in the US. However, last week and last month, to some extent, we've seen a raft of favourable earnings and economic reports out of the US, and those figures certainly reduce the impact of the GDP figures, which are largely ignored by investors. Across in Europe, still in the dark place here, and but the January PMI figures, as I already indicated, showed manufacturing contracted at less than expected, and that gave the markets a bit of a boost. Although, to be fair, markets were fairly stable last week, except for Spain, which fell over 5%. Heading across to Asia-Pacific, Japanese shares continue their rally on the ongoing decline in the yen. That rally has now lasted 12 consecutive weeks, the longest since 1959, which saw a 17-week rally. So that's quite interesting. And across in China, we saw further improvements in purchasing manufacturing indices, and that lifted shares by 6% in the week. Let's have a look at some of the other indicators. Oil's firming strongly on the back of growth forecasts, and that's obviously a bit of a worry. The yen's weakened, as I've already said. The euro strengthened on less bad news than expected, and it's now strengthened for six consecutive months against the dollar, and sterling is declining as its safe haven status evaporates. Bond yields continue to rise across the globe as investors switch out of bonds and into equity as risk appetite increases. So let's have a look at markets in January. Say generally positive except in Asia. Japan is up 6%, the Far East up about 0.5%, Europe up 3%, UK up 5%, the US up 5% as well. Oil up 6.5% to $98 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. Gold is fairly stable, still about 1668. So what's bottom line? Well, the data is showing improving but very uneven economic landscape at the moment. There are still many risks around, so correct asset allocation is important to ensure the right money is in the right place at the right time for you. And it's very important in this environment to continue with a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. This week's quite light on data. But keep an eye on the UK and Euro Central Bank meetings later this week. For me, I've got to do a five-hour run across the next valley to go and pick up my car now. Hopefully we'll be in office by about 10 o'clock. And before I go, please remember that Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the FSA. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. And get some advice before you do anything. That's it from me. Have a good week.